RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. President hopes Indonesia's Smart Card and Indonesia Health Card programs can boost Indonesian competitiveness. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Silangit International Airport in North Sumatra. Experts say inclusive education is very ideal to be developed in Indonesia. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo distributed Indonesia Smart Card to a number of students in Langkat Regency, North Sumatra Province on last Friday. The assistance was submitted to as many as 1,268 elementary to high school students and equivalent program students. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian government hopes that educational program assistance through Indonesia Smart Card can encourage the improvement of students' quality so as able to compete with other countries.
Karena memang ini kita siapkan semuanya baik.
Because we have prepared everything, either Indonesia Smart Card or Family Hope program, to make Indonesian children to be healthy and smart so that Indonesia could compete with other countries. If our children are smart and brave to compete with other countries, then Indonesia will be an advanced country. That's why our children must get prepared. Healthy and smart are number one. Besides distributing Indonesia's Smart Card, President Joko Widodo also handed over the family program to 500 families in the same location. Through the Hope Family Program, every household receives financial support that can be used to support their life. During the event, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, and Chief of Presidential Staff Teten Mastuki, North Sumatra Governor Eri Nuradi, and Langkat Region Gongesa Sitepu. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Silangit International Airport in Siborong-Borong, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra, on Friday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that Silangit International Airport is the government effort to open the door as widely as possible for the development of Indonesian tourism sector in North Sumatra, especially Lake Toba. The president believes Silangit Airport will be a gateway not only for tourism development, but also for the development of North Sumatra's creativity.
Danau Toba lahir dari mahadasyatnya letusan Gunung Berapi, dan dampaknya.
Lake Toba was created by the mighty volcanic eruption, and all over the world could feel the impact of the eruption. Now we are creating a new explosion in tourism world. As the gateway to the beauty of Lake Toba that holds the history of the earth, the rich art and culture of the tribes in Tanah Batak is now wide open. This is the gateway for tourists visiting North Sumatra, the gates of creativity in preserving the indigenous Batak, the gate to Marsi Pature Hutanabe, or let's build our own village, build our hometown, and especially the gateway to increase the prosperity, the welfare of the whole community of Tanah Batak. Furthermore, Presiden Joko Widodo also asked Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi to increase the capacity of Silangit International Airport to accommodate large-size aircraft. According to President, the airport's capacity expansion includes an extension of the Silangit International Airport runway from 2,650 meters to 3,000. The increase in the capacity of the airport should also be supported by terminal expansion from 3,000 meters to 10,000 square meters. The President is targeting the airport capacity building program to be completed by 2020. Chief Executive of the Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, Arif Rahmat, said UNESCO requires inclusive education in education sector. In a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, he explained inclusive education is non-discriminatory education. Inclusive education provides educational services to children with special needs to join the class with other children. In addition, inclusive education also serves different ethnic, religious, and learning abilities. According to Arif Rahman, it is the motto of Indonesia and the condition of society that makes Indonesia is ideal for inclusive education. According to him, inclusive education is now beginning to develop in Indonesia.
Alhamdulillah di Indonesia, inclusive education atau pendidikan inklusif.
Thanks God, in Indonesia, inclusive education has been gradually applied by several institutions. Inclusive life is non-discriminatory life. Therefore, Indonesia is very ideal country for it by the motto Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or unity in diversity. As if Indonesian people are united in diversity. The diversity must not trigger disintegration. Arif Rahman further said on the commemoration of National Teacher Day commemorated every November 25, he asked teachers to carry out their duties based on Pancasila, the state ideology. He asserted that all teachers should have the philosophy of not being discriminatory to their students. The Indonesia government is deeply committed to realizing inclusive education. Indonesian Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi confirmed on Friday that state-owned railway operator Kereta Api Indonesia will continue to invest in the light rail transit project linking Jakarta with its satellite cities. The transport minister said the company should form a joint company with state-owned construction company Adikarya for the LRT project. The minister cited a 2017 presidential regulation issued to speed up development on the project, which allows Kereta Api Indonesia to operate, maintain, and finance the Jakarta-Bogor-Depok-Tangerang and Bekasi LRT network. Budi reiterated that government support for the project, which the latest forecast shows will cost around 27 trillion rupiah or 1.9 billion US dollar. Around 3 trillion rupiah of that will be spent on trains and maintenance. The government wants the project to be ready for 2018 Asian Games, which will be co-hosted by Jakarta and Palembang in South Sumatra. 50 Kota Regency West Sumatra becomes the starting point of Stage 7 of Tour de Singkarak cycling race that was held on last Friday. But the winning drama happened at the finish line in Padang Panjang. On Stage 7 of Tour de Singkarak, Robert Muller of ETW Cycling Team Germany almost gained the pole position. A small mistake that he made during the race made him fail to reach the top position. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia, Robert expressed his disappointment.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed because I thought I had won the stage, and then on quite as a straight on the line, the winner passed me because I was so stupid and already cheered. It was my fault.
On the other hand, Imam Arifin of KFC Cycling Indonesia team successfully made a surprise for his team by winning the seventh stage. After finish, Arif told the journalist how he managed to pass Robert right before the finish line.
Kita take dari 0 km per 5 ya. Saya BRCC.
We take over from 0 km. 5 of us, me, BRCC, Muller, BCS and the other one. I'm just trying to be patient, calm, control my emotion and finally Muller miss. KFC Cycling Indonesia is on the rise because few of their riders are able to take the podium since the first stage of Tour de Singkarak. Imam has successfully finished 112 kilometers with recorded time 2 hours, 56 minutes, and 34 seconds. This is also the time that has been reached by Muller. Stage 8 will take the start in Lembah Anai and finish in Agam Regency, West Sumatra. Despite the name Sail Sabang 2017, this sailing event is open for everyone, including movie lovers. Available from November 27 until December 5, Sail Sabang 2017 is going to have layar tancap or open-air cinema to entertain visitors. Films that will be screened there consist of short and feature-length movies. Another interesting feature that will be presented at Sail Sabang 2017 is Layar Kuba or Dome Screen from December 3 to 5 that will play astronomy theme films, and TED Sabang that will talk about music, technology, creative generation, and culinary. Creative Economy Agency's Deputy 3 of Infrastructure Department, Sabang is a hilly small town in Aceh that is sometimes called as Uptown and Downtown by the locals. It comprises of 5 big and small islands, namely Wei Island, which is the biggest island, Rubiah Island, Kia Island, Sulaco Island, and Rondo Island. The sea in Sabang is the meeting point between the Indian Ocean and Malacca Strait, while the city is close to Malaysia, Thailand, and India. The city is where the 0 km monument is located, hence the catchphrase from Sabang to Merauke. The last item, the biggest food and beverages expo in Indonesia, SIAL Interfood 2017, was officiated on November 22nd at GXPO Kemayoran, Jakarta. The expo will run until November 25 and feature a number of activities such as cooking demo and competition. The event's committee's head, Daud Desalim, said that this activity was initiated by several associations, namely Professional Chef Association, Indonesian Chef Association, and I Love Indonesian Food. A total of 800 people from 35 countries are participating in this event. In fact, 50% of the booths are rented by overseas participants. Moreover, Tourism Ministry, through its Culinary and Shopping Tourism Acceleration Team, is taking part at a gastronomy forum by Indonesian Gastronomy Academy, where they talk about the role of authenticity and hygiene in the development of culinary and shopping tourism in Indonesia. Listener, that was the news of our radio service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is our radio service, Voice of Indonesia, with press review. Various important events occurring this week are featured in editorials of some leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in press review. Let's start the press review from Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, "The House held hostage." A total of 560 members of the House of Representatives seem to be held hostage. For the time being, the House remains controlled by its Speaker, Setia Novanto, even though he's now being detained by the Corruption Eradication Commission. Through a letter to the House leadership sent from the Commission Detention Center, Novanto, a suspect in the procurement of electronic identity card corruption case, was still able to control the House. The consultative assembly meeting of the House of Representatives and the ethical body of the House failed to be implemented because not all elements of the faction leadership were present. Vice Chairman of the House, Fahri Hamzah, said he will not hold a change of House leadership until Novanto's pre-trial legal process is decided. The ethical body also will not process the alleged violation of the Code of Conduct by Novanto. According to Kompas, the commission should accelerate the filing of Novanto's case and submit it to the court. With the submission of the principal case, the pre-trial petition is automatically dropped. In the court forum, Novanto can defend himself, at the same time give space to the ethical body and Golkar to finish their homework. Regardless of the debate over whether it would be more elegant and honorable if Novanto resigned. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper now, In its editorial on Wednesday, it writes, "Ethical politics. President Joko Widodo made an appeal to Indonesian politicians in the opening ceremony of the National Symposium on Culture 2017 in Jakarta on Monday. The president touched on the rowdy, full of provocation, and exploited sensitive issues about ethnicity, religion, race, and group, and the dark history of the nation. He said, political noise is a waste of energy. For example, the state still imposed the MPRS decree of 1966, which prohibited the teaching of communism. The president also emphasized the importance of ethical politics. Politics which not only affects the world of politics itself, but also for the younger generation. Ethical politics is the same as maintaining Indonesianism and diversity. Conversely, provocative politics is tantamount to tearing the Indonesianness." Media Indonesia newspaper writes it fully agrees on the president's statement. With education that practices the noble values of Pancasila, it is hoped that the young generation will be resistant to conflicting values and behaviors. When these young people become leaders, Indonesia will have a genuine political world, one that carries full ethics. To end the press review, let's look at Sindo newspaper. In its editorial on Wednesday, it writes, "Mass transportation alone is not enough. Traffic jam seems to be an internal enemy for the capital. It has been years and through several changes of leadership, various solutions have been done to suppress congestion in Jakarta. However, the result is not able to overly unravel the tangled yams of this congestion problem. In fact, the Indonesian Intelligent Transport System said that today, the average speed of vehicles in Jakarta busy time is 10 km per hour. This number is declining from year to year since the last 10 years. Solution on the provision of safe and convenient mass transportation are provided. Commuter Line and TransJakarta have provided alternative, and LRT and MRT will actually operate by 2019. Sindo newspaper asks, will LRT and MRT be the congestion solution in Jakarta? Apparently, not really. Congestion in Jakarta is caused by the number of vehicles in the Jakarta road which has exceeded the capacity. Therefore, according to Sindo, there must be a bold policy to reduce the number of vehicles in Jakarta. The idea of electronic road pricing, or ERP, expensive parking rates, or expensive vehicle taxes might further undermine people's interest in using private vehicles. That was press review.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Andika, in our regular Today in History over RRIWO Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on November 25, 1994, about Teacher Day. In Indonesia, Teacher Day is the day to refer to appreciation to the teachers, and it is commemorated with different dates in every country. In Indonesia, the commemoration of National Teacher Day is set based on Presidential Decree No. 78/1994. At the day, the teachers receive more attention because their works are appreciated. Their struggles are recognized and their welfare is noticed. Besides National Teacher Day, November 25 is also commemorated as the birthday of the Indonesian Teachers Association. The Next event was 1975 when Suriname gained its independence from the Netherlands. Republic of Suriname is a sovereign state on the northeastern Atlantic coast of South America, the former Dutch colony. On December 15, 1954, the Dutch government, along with several representatives from Suriname, signed a memorandum which contains of the colonial termination plan. Previously, in a roundtable conference in 1961, Suriname representative led by Prime Minister Johan Adolf Pengel demanded formation of self-government. The demand was responded seriously by being held a conference in the Netherlands in 1970. The conference was held to discuss preparation of releasing of Suriname and arranging a cabinet which consisted of representatives of the party. Suriname has become independent state since November 25, 1975. However, economy of Suriname still depends on Dutch development assistance. And the last event was in 2000. When the first private television station in Indonesia, Metro TV, officially aired nationally. Metro TV is Indonesian private television which was established by PT Media Televisi Indonesia. The station for the first time received license broadcasting nationally on October 25, 1999 and aired for the first time on November 25, 2000. In the beginning, Metro TV only aired at 7 cities for 7 hours per day. Since April 1, 2001, Metro TV has aired for 24 hours. The station has characteristic, namely, only to broadcast news and education. Well, listeners, that was today in history.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Radio Web Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on empowerment to increase women's dignity. Violence against women has become a global issue that deserves attention. This was stated by the head of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in a written speech at the Diplomatic Forum talk show in Jakarta last Wednesday, 22nd November. This periodic talk show is themed Empowerment to Increase Women's Dignity to commemorate the World Violence Against Women Day, which falls on 25th November 2017. In the event that was broadcast in English by Voice of Indonesia presented four speakers who are all women. They are the executive officers of the Deputy for Gender Equality of the Ministry of Women Empowerment and Children Protection, Sri Danti Anwar, United Nations Women's Representative Unit Sabine March, Afghanistan's Ambassador to Indonesia Roya Rahmani, and Komnas Perempuan Commissioner Nina Nurmila. In the discussion, it was revealed that violence against women is still rife throughout the world. Sabine Marx said one in the three women were victims of violence. This happens in developed countries as well as developing countries. However, with law enforcement, it is expected that violence against women can be prevented before it happens.
It is very much about the implementation of all these laws, be it at the national level or international. It is one thing if you have a convention or if you have a law, but it needs to be implemented. The law enforcement, I think this is very important in every country, to work with the police, to work with prosecutors, with the judges, actually understand what it means when there is a case of, for example, sexual or physical violence and what it means for the victim. And also, I would say what is important, how can we work more on the prevention side? How can we actually invest more into violence not happening in the first place? We have to counter it.
Meanwhile, Komnas Perempuan or the National Common Commission Commissioner Nina Nurmina said that 80% of the issue of violence occurred within the family. So family ties must be strengthened by instilling non-violence norms in the family. Regarding Indonesia's readiness in the Planet 50-50 program by 2030, Executive Director of Gender Equality of the Ministry of Women Empowerment and Children Protection, Sri Dantianwar, explained that Indonesia has tried to improve the role of women in politics.
Since the first 2 years, we already focus on not only to engage in trying to instill 30% of women in the political parties, but we also try to increase the 30% of women as the candidate of legislative. That is one step.
The talk show was also featured Roya Rahmani, Afghanistan's first female ambassador to Indonesia, who shared her country's experience in empowering women. Ambassador Roya Rahmani hopes that Indonesia, as the world's largest Islamic population, can open the eyes of the world, especially Muslim countries, that has many educated women contribute to world issues. The diplomatic forum concludes with a joint statement that gender equality responsibilities belong not only to one institution, one gender, or to one group, but to the rest of the world. That was Focus Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo distributed Indonesia Smart Card to a number of students in Langkat Regency, North Sumatra Province, on Friday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Silangit International Airport in Siborong-Borong, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra, on Friday. Chief Executive of the Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, Arif Rahman, said UNESCO required inclusive education in education sector. Indonesian Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi confirmed on Friday that state-owned railway operator Kereta Api Indonesia will continue to invest in the light rail transit project linking Jakarta with its satellite cities. 50 Kota Regency, West Sumatra, becomes the starting point of Stage 7 of Tour de Singkarak cycling race that was held on Friday, November 24, 2017. But the winning drama happened at the finish line in Padang Panjang. Despite the name Sail Sabang 2017, this sailing event is open for everyone, including movie lovers. Available from November 27 until December 5, Sail Sabang 2017 is going to have layar tancap or open-air cinema to entertain visitors. The biggest food and beverages expo in Indonesia, SIAL Interfood 2017, was officiated on November 22nd at G-Expo Kemayoran, Jakarta. The expo will run until November 25th and features a number of activities such as cooking demo and competition. Well, sir, that was news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Banyuwangi in East Java Province to enjoy Parang Ireng Beach. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
At Alas Purwo National Park in Banyuwangi, East Java Province, there are beautiful beaches, and one of them is Parang Irang Beach, which is rarely visited by many tourists. In Parang Irang Beach, there is black rock. Because of that, if we are at the beach, we feel as if the beach is personal belonging. No wonder there are many wild animals at the beach. You will see deer or monkey footprints which come to the beach where fresh water flows to the sea. Listener, if beach in general has white and brownish color, Parang Irang Beach has three colors, namely black, green, and white. The black color comes from stones, green one from moss, which is on the stones, and white color comes from white sand. It is beautiful. The beach is elongated with brownish white color, which has circle shape like paper. And if it is trampled, so our feet will enter into the sand. Listener, actually the enchantment of Parang Irang Beach is not located on its sand, but on combinations of the colors which is at the beach. The structure of the black stone is like black lava which freezes to decorate the sand, and it is contrast with the sand of the beach. Complete with green moss that grows on the stone, you have to be careful when stepping on it because its texture is rough and make your feet hurt if you step it without footwear. Meanwhile, the moss on the stones which are flooded with water can be seen clearly. There is a lot of moss and it becomes unique scenery, and you can touch it directly. On the left, you can see directly the stretch of white sand that spread wide. Listener, to go to Parang Irang Beach, tourists can use car or motorcycle. To find the beach, you can ask to local people or rent tourist guide. You can park your car or motorcycle at the edge of the beach, which is not quite crowded, and it is free of charge to enter the location. After parking your vehicle, you take a walk to step down the bush to arrive at Parang Irang Beach. You will be amazed to see beautiful scenery behind the bush. Listener, the condition of Parang Irang Beach is still quiet and clean. Here, you will not find garbage which can disturb the beauty of the beach. And we suggest you to bring your own food and beverage if you visit the beach because there is no stall. And most importantly, please bring your camera to take pictures of beautiful three-color beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Andika in Miscellany, over at Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will talk about the 34th National Sports Day. On September 9, 1983, Indonesia commemorates National Sports Day for the first time. The date is chosen to recall the history to the inaugural National Sports Week. The Indonesian Sports Week started from the rejection of Indonesian athletes to participate in the 14th Summer Olympics in London, England in 1948. The reason behind the rejection was the Sports Association of the Republic of Indonesia as the official sporting body in Indonesia at that time has not been recognized as a member of the International Olympic Committee. The rejection was also due to the independence of Indonesia that had not been recognized by the world. To show the world that Indonesia is able to organize national-scale sporting events, the Sports Association of the Republic of Indonesia decided to hold National Sports Week for the first time in Solo, Central Java, and the opening ceremony was inaugurated by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno. While the closing ceremony was conducted by the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The commemoration of this year's National Sports Day is centered in Magelang, Central Java. The city was chosen to host the event mainly for the existence of Mount Tidar, which is considered as the center or the middle point of Java Island. According to Deputy Assistant of the Sports Management Recreation, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Hamka Hendranur, there is a plan to build the land and water monument in the area of Mount Tidar. The materials to build the land and water monument are taken from 90 cities or districts brought by thousands of participants Goes Pesona Nusantara from various regions. Magelang City owns water from the Sower Drajat in Kampung Tulung, Magelang Village, and the land from Mount Tidar is the part of the materials to build the monument due to water from Tuk Drajat and sand of Mount Tidar. Hamka added that the National Sports Day commemoration is not only about ceremonial event, it also has the aim to promote the potential of Mount Tidar as tourism and sports destination. The event is also about Borobudur Temple as Indonesia's 10th main tourism destination. According to the mayor of Magelang, Sigit Widyandito, the monument contains a philosophy that reflects the city of Magelang as a symbol of the unity and harmony of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. The National Sports Day event will be centered in the Mohamad Subroto Stadium in the city of Magelang. A few other activities will be organized in the Military Academy Complex in Magelang, Yogyakarta, and Temanggung Regency. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today's edition of our RRW Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you for listening and see you again.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Ikan Bakars. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Fantai. Enjoy the song.
Duduk di pesisir pantai, indah ditemani pasir putih. Ku nikmati deburan ombak berdansa, yo, senangnya.
Yeah. Indah, oh sungguh indah, semuanya indah. Satu cerita yang susah dilupakan, pengalaman pribadi yang membuatku terlena, di mana ku terhanyut bersama irama pantai. Angin yang sejuk, suara ombak yang besar, menemani langkahku yang sejuk dan tenang. Aku bernyanyi bersama hamparan bintang, menikmati suasana pantai yang indah.
Aku duduk di pesisir pantai.
Lagu pun tetap ku mainkan. Pasir yang kering kini telah menjadi basah, air pun semakin pasang ke permukaan. Ku nikmati kopi pagi bersama dengan ombak barat yang bergulung silih berganti. Berselancar datang dengan tatapan ramah, semuanya senang kita berbagi.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Fantai, sung by the Ikan Bakars. The band from Pekanbaru, Riau, consists of 6 personnel, namely Apong, Cepi, Ilhan, Ibel, Gondil, and Ari. The Ikan Bakars band was established in 2014 and more well-known after participating in a musical competition. The name of the Ikan Bakar itself is unique and has philosophy. According to the personnel, its name was taken from one of Indonesian traditional food, ikan bakar, or in English meaning grilled fish. According to them, grilled fish is provided in various places, beginning from simple stall until luxurious restaurant. Because of that, the ikan bakar wants to collaborate with anybody, both upper and lower class, through their works. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Menunggumu. Enjoy the song.
yang kau inginkan dariku. Sekian waktu terpisah jarak dan waktu, dan pergilah, jangan kau hiraukan aku. Percayalah, kau kan selalu di benakku, yeah. Dan ku yakin kau tahu ku padamu, jadi jangan buatku ragu dan berlalu. Tak mudah bagiku untuk selalu menantimu. Jangan kau sia-siakan waktuku.
Waktu yang pasti ada hanya bayangmu di benakku, yang tertanam jauh di dasar jiwa ini. Kaulah memang yang terbaik tuk di hatiku, tak akan pernah tergantikan. Meski ku tahu memang takkan mudah untuk terlewati.
Dan pergilah, jangan kau hiraukan aku. Percayalah, kau kan selalu di benakku, yeah. Dan ku yakin kau tahu padamu, jadi jangan buatku ragu dan berlalu. Tak mudah bagiku untuk selalu menantimu. Jangan kau sia-siakan waktuku. Tak mudah bagiku untuk harus melepasmu. Jalani hariku tanpa senyummu.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about the ikan bakars. Generally, musical genre which is played by the ikan bakar is reggae, which is presented different with usual reggae music. Their reggae music is combined with hip-hop. It can be heard from their works. Besides, most of their lyric contain of positive message. For example, a song entitled C.A.B. or Cinta Adalah Bahagia. Not only romantic, song entitled Cinta Adalah Bahagia contains of message about disappointed and sadness always come, but also a little patience, happiness will come. Then, a song entitled Perbedaan contains of strong message that difference is a gift from God and is not reason for mutual insult. Difference which is presented in this song is not only different in religion and tribe, but also social status and condition of body. The Ikan Bakar's band is seems to want to spread peace message through music, which can be received by all social classes. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Cinta Adalah Bahagia and Perbedaan. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Diamku bukan karena membencimu, kesalku juga bukan karena
rasakan saat ini membuatku terbangun dari mimpi tak bertepi. Kekecewaan selalu datang dan memaksaku untuk lari dan mencari pengganti yang baru. Tapi ku selalu sabar dan meyakinkan hati, tenggelamnya matahari kan hadir kembali. Berharap kau penerangku di dalam mimpi, menjagaku sampai ku tak bernapas lagi. Tenang-tenang di pikiranmu oh sayangku, percayalah ku yang terbaik untuk dirimu. Walau ku tahu memang ini berat untukmu, tapi ku yakin kita akan tetap bersatu. Demi waktu yang telah menyatukan kita, ku selalu mencoba untuk membuatmu bahagia. Butuh waktu untuk membuktikan ini semua, hanya aku dan kamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listen, hey kawan, hey sahabat, dengarkan lagu yang akan ku nyanyikan. Walau gak enak untuk didengar, tapi rasakan dan resapi pesan ini. Pesan singkat, ku tulis dari hati. Yo mari katakan, Indonesia sangat indah. Mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Ada gemuk kurus, hitam dan putih, ada tinggi rendah, kaya dan miskin. Hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Dengarkan ini kawan, oh, kulihat Indonesia bermacam manusia, beraneka ragam budaya. Oh sungguh ku kagum padanya. Bermacam-macam bahasa, ribuan pulau di sana, tapi kita tetap saudara di bawah panji Bhinneka
Tunggal Ika. Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan
bersama. Caramu sendiri berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Inilah lagu yang kita buat tentang perbedaan, di mana sesungguhnya perbedaan itu sangat indah, kawan, dan sangat teramat indah. So, respect buat kalian semua.
Aku duduk di pesisir pantai indah, ditemani pasir putih. Ku nikmati deburan ombak berdansa. Yo, senangnya.
Yeah. Indah, oh sungguh indah, semuanya indah. Satu cerita yang susah dilupakan, pengalaman pribadi yang membuatku terlena, di mana ku terhanyut bersama irama pantai. Angin yang sejuk, suara ombak yang besar, menemani langkahku yang sejuk dan tenang. Aku bernyanyi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.